Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will meet the British Prime Minister in the northwest of England this evening. They'll have lots to talk about. Let's join our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. Tommy, this is ahead of a formal summit between Mr. Martin and Keir Starmer. What's it all about?
Yeah, that's right, Audrey. It all comes ahead of this UK-Ireland summit tomorrow, which is the first of its kind. It's an opportunity for both governments to meet. It's different to formal structures like the British-Irish Council or the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference. It's seen as complementary to those. When Keir Starmer came to power last summer, among the first people he called at the time was the then Taoiseach Simon Harris. And the first foreign visitor he hosted was the Taoiseach at Chequers. So it is a key objective of the new Labour government to improve relations with Ireland. And it's out of that objective that this summit has come. They will seek to make progress across a number of areas tomorrow, including trade, energy, culture, climate action and so on. And several members of both cabinets are due to attend.
And it's interesting, for the first time in a long time, there's nothing really in the north happening that's jumping out that needs their urgent attention. And in fact, much of their attention might be focused on international matters.
I think so, and I think that will be a big feature of the conversation that happens tonight, because this evening Taoiseach Micheál Martin will meet with Prime Minister Keir Starmer for a dinner. A number of officials will be present, and no doubt they will talk about the summit tomorrow and their shared ambitions as to what might come out of that. But I think both sides are also indicating that Ukraine could be a major talking point. We know that the UK, along with France, is leading those efforts in terms of this so-called coalition of the willing to try to end fighting in Ukraine. There was also that major security conference in London on Sunday. It was more so for NATO leaders. And so I think the Prime Minister will update the Taoiseach on what happened there.
And of course, both men met President Zelensky recently, Keir Starmer in London, Micheál Martin at Shannon. And Keir Starmer has met Donald Trump, and Micheál Martin is going to be meeting him next Wednesday ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I mean, there's speculation he'll be asking for tips, but they will be talking about Mr. Trump.
I think they probably will talk about tips on how to deal with the US president. It actually comes at the halfway point. Around this time last week, last Thursday, Prime Minister Keir Starmer travelled to the White House. And next week, this time next week, Micheál Martin will travel to the Oval Office. Keir Starmer has actually had a number of engagements with Donald Trump over the past few days, ever since that major fallout in the Oval Office last Friday with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Keir Starmer has been hitting the phones, trying to get those peace talks back on track. And we know, of course, that Micheál Martin also spoke with President Zelensky at Shannon Airport. Some people are also asking, in terms of this coalition of the willing, would Ireland be willing to contribute to that in some way? I understand from putting this point to Downing Street, they say that Keir Starmer will probably continue his diplomatic conversations around the coalition of the willing with the Taoiseach. But in terms of granular detail as to what might come out from that, I don't know if we'll get any of that this evening.
Yeah. And just finally, Tommy, there's a big EU summit then on Thursday as well. Presumably Micheál Martin's going to that. Keir Starmer, they're not in the EU anymore, but will he be involved in some capacity?
Yes, so Micheál Martin will be leaving the summit at around 11 o'clock on Thursday morning because he has to go to that European Council meeting. The Prime Minister will not be attending that council meeting. I understand, though, that there is a possibility that there might be some form of a phone conversation involving European leaders on Friday, and perhaps the Prime Minister might take part in that. I think it's another symbol of how much relations with the UK and EU have changed in recent months. And I think it also underlines the urgency of the situation, that the UK feels it needs to work very closely with Europe now in the area of defence, given the latest developments in relation to Ukraine.
Tommy, thanks a million. Tommy Mescal, our London correspondent.